It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. An innovative deal would help create the world's largest tropical rainforest preserve. In the Brazilian state of Pará, an agreement between environmental groups and the government establishes 7 new protected areas in the northern Amazon, setting aside 15 million hectares or 58,000 square miles of some of the wildest, luscious rainforest on Earth. It's an area the size of England. But, and here's the but, the deal also includes plans for sustainable development in some parts of the region. Dr. Claudio Moretti is head of the Program on Protected Areas for the World Wildlife Fund in Brazil. Dr. Moretti, thank you for talking with us.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
This sounds like a spectacular place. It's vast. It's filled with incredibly diverse wildlife. What does it look like?
Well, we have to understand that when we talk about the Amazon, it's so immense that the diversity is also there. So we are talking about large rivers, but also smaller creeks that are combining themselves in 3 different systems of water. So we have black waters, transparent waters like the Caribbean, and this most known muddy waters from the Amazonas River. In terms of the land, also we have areas like open grass lands, natural grasslands, savanna-like ecosystems. But when you get really in the middle of the jungle, the feeling that you have is that you are under shelter. You know, you have this immense forest over you. Sometimes you cannot see the sky. And if you're welcome there, you're not an enemy of this place if you're not coming destroying it.
Dr. Moretti, how does this plan work?
Well, I think it's a long process, a political process that have to involve a lot of different social actors. But at the end, we need to consider different uses combined that can save the Amazon. So we need some strict preservation areas, and we need support to implement those areas in the field with patrolling, science, and other activities. But we also need a kind of forest economy to be developed, because surrounding those strict preservation areas, we need to still keep the forest, but using economically the resources from the forest.
So the way I understand it is that you're preserving large areas of land that not even tourists are going to go in, but that in some areas you're actually going to allow production.
That's correct. The decision that was taken by the government of the Pará state set aside some 6 million hectares of areas that are not allowed, not even for tourism, just for protection and science. But together with that, there is more than 7 million hectares of areas that are not supposed to be converted into agriculture fields or grasslands for cattle ranching. But they do allow, through a process of planning and adequate management, the forest to be used economically by local communities and even companies. We need to survey that. We need to be there together with them. But it's important to have this economic use together with strict preservation to be able to save the Amazon.
So production and preservation.
That's absolutely correct. We cannot put one thing against the other. The solution is to find the good way to develop, the good way to give economic value for that and not to be against it.
How did the locals react to this plan? I mean, a lot of times they're the ones cutting down the trees.
Well, yes, but that's linked to national market or sometimes international market through the economy. I mean, people are going to cut the trees to sell because somebody's buying. I would say that currently what they are asking us is to help them to establish a legal framework for their activities. So there is enough room for legal timber industry to have a place. At the same time, there is enough room for areas to be strictly preserved.
This is a very troubled place. I mean, there have been clashes with activists, locals, global businesses over land rights. There was the American nun Dorothy Stang. She was murdered in that region just last year.
That's correct. In the southern part of Pará, we have maybe the highest rates of murderers in rural areas in Brazil, and that's one of the highest in the world as well. But that's the alliance that we need to do, you know. People that are caring for conservation need to go together with local community and find a solution together. That's why this general land use guideline setting is so important. We need to organize land use and have areas for different kind of activities, but they need to be adequate to the forest. We don't want, you know, this kind of uses that are against the forest to come to the Amazon. Let's protect it for the future generations.
Dr. Claudio C. Moretti is head of the program on protected areas for the World Wildlife Fund in Brazil. Dr. Moretti, thank you very much.
Thank you.